Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and The Master Mix. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
Yo, 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 how you doing? That's right, you are listening to A Loft Studios Presents once again, and this is show number 14 with me, Liant, DJ Roo, and Clank, and we're kicking it off with this stonker of a tune, which is Intro by Miles Dyson. So that's right, you are listening to A Loft Studios Presents, show number 14, the March edition. And we really thought that track by Miles Dyson was apt for this show, a nice intro for the show. And so, DJ Roo and Clank, how are you doing?
Yeah, cool, thanks.
Yes, good, thanks, Lee.
I think you guys have been busy the last couple of months or so. You've started something, a new event. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. In the last month's show, we were actually saying that we were going to have an event called Electric Cafe at our church, and that has gone ahead now, and it was really good. We had lots of people along, and we had a really good response from it. We played lots of cool music, had some brilliant times of worship and readings, and just generally getting to know lots of people, lots of food and drink, and it was just really cool.
Yeah.
So we just want to say thank you to all those that came along and those that were involved, and we are actually sort of trying to plan for the next one.
Yeah,
Heart McClank.
Yeah, May, we're probably looking at for the next Electric Cafe. So you can keep an eye on our website, we've got an Electric Cafe page on there. By the time you're listening to this, there should be a download of the whole live recording, which is worth checking out as well. So all the links will be on our page about that.
Yeah. So what about you, Lee? I hear that you've been appearing on the BBC with somebody else we know who's going to be in a show later called DJ Io. So what's that
That's
all about?
That's right. Well, it's it's BBC WM, so the Birmingham West Midlands edition of BBC. We were on yesterday, actually, in the morning. We were on for about half an hour talking about the fact that we're both ordained and both DJs, and how we're involved in things like Lovejoy and reviving, and why we're doing those kind of things. And yeah, it was good. And that just came out of the fact that you probably also heard that Lorraine has been in the press. She was in the Mirror newspaper, and our UK listeners will know that the Mirror is probably one of the biggest newspapers in the UK, so to get a feature in there is quite amazing. And in fact, we're going to have some links. There's some links if you look on the mastermix.co.uk blog. There's a link to that article in there if you want to read that. There's also a link to the show, the interview that Lorraine and I did. So if you want to have a look at that, that's on the blog. And I think Clank, we're going to put some links on the Aloft Studios websites, aren't you?
Yeah, there'll be a on the Aloft Studios Presents page. There'll be links, and we're actually going to just play the recording of the radio show now.
But right now here on BBCW, and we're talking about hidden talents. Do you have a hidden talent? When my next guests introduce themselves as priests in the Church of England, you'll probably be surprised to hear that they're also club DJs. And in fact, they even use their DJ skills to lead worship sessions. Lorraine Dixon, a.k.a. DJ...
Ayo.
Lorraine, good morning to you. And we've got Lee Hill, who was... formerly known as DJ Vicar, but now you're aka Leant.
That's right. Hello.
Good morning. Both vicars morning. Here in Birmingham.
That's right.
Now, first of all, how did you both get into church work? Lorraine, did you study theology at university?
Yes. Anybody who trains to be a minister in the Church of England, you study theology. You may study for a degree in theology or a certificate in theology, but it's part and parcel of your training.
And was it the same for you, Lee?
I studied St. John's, but it was through working for a church, working with young people, doing youth work, that I then went on to get ordained.
And Lee, you're not working as a priest at the moment.
No, I was doing a role. I'm still ordained, of course, because once you're ordained, you remain ordained. But I decided I wanted to go back into what I was doing before, which is graphic design. I'm still involved in ministry. I'm involved in the thing we do called Revive. And other things, but I just felt I wanted to find other ways of earning my bread and butter, if you like.
So your day-to-day life at the moment is being as a graphic designer?
Yeah, graphic designer, and also freelancer mainly. I make tracks, make music, involved in DJing as well. That's part of what helps bring in my income.
And Lorraine, what's your day-to-day life like?
My day-to-day life is as a priest, but rather than looking after a parish church, I've been released from looking after a parish church to find other ways of doing and being church, and that includes DJing, that includes presenting on a local radio station, that includes promoting parties and going to parties and hanging out in record shops and various other places.
Okay,
as well.
So let's talk about the other life. So by day you're both ordained into the Church of England, but by night you are DJs. Now, where do you do this, Lee?
Well, I mean, I would say that it's not really, for us, it's not by day or by night. For us, it's our whole life. We think about, and we do it in clubs. We put on a club night that Lorraine's the promoter of, called Lovejoy. And then we also do a night called Revive, which is on a Friday night, and it's for people like us who are Christians, who are into DJ culture, but also want to find ways of seeking God through the music, because the church has always used music as a way of worshipping God and connecting with God.
So yeah, that was the show where we got introduced by Joe, who was the presenter. And just to say, really enjoyed doing that interview and had a lot of good feedback having done that. And yeah, just to mention, big up DJ Io again, out off the back of being in the Mirror newspaper. She was also on Premier Radio and on that show with me on the BBC. And we thought it was apt again to feature a master mix by DJ Io. So this month's guest master mixer is going to be the one and only DJ Io. So we look forward to having that mix later in the show.
Cool. Yeah, and can I just say, Lee, it's really good to have you back. We missed you last month, even though it was really cool to have Paul Cooper on the show and have him DJ live in Aloft Studios. But it's great to see you back here again.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was really good to have a month off, but I missed you guys as well. I missed doing the show. And I just wanted to check, did Paul Cooper really do that mix live? I heard you say that when I listened to the show.
Why, don't you believe anything you say?
I believe every word you say. I'm just trying to, I know the studio and I'm trying to imagine all that, you know, there's already a lot of equipment, so it's quite, you know, I find it, tell us about it.
Well, let's just hope that Paul's got over his neck pain. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah, basically, he managed to fit in, even though he's quite a tall guy, and he was DJing on this table that obviously all the listeners can currently see.
He had his Pioneer CDJ-100s here. And
big Cytronic mixer. Yeah, so he actually DJed live. He went through his tracks beforehand, got a track listing together. I pressed record, and he spun the tunes just as you hear it.
So he truly was a master in the mix.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And we got some other things to talk about. Were we going to talk about some record labels
Updates. Yeah, exactly. Just a bit of news about different labels. A new label that's been set up, which some of you may have already heard about, and I thought I'd give a mention to, is PWM Records. Carl Parnell, who makes music under the name Reborn, has set up this label in Australia. And really great label. They've already got some cool releases coming out, and they're working with us at Deep Life as well, and we're sort of doing some cross promotion with them. And I actually did a remix for one of their artists recently. And so yeah, PWM Records. Check out the website, and again we'll put links on our page to that. So Carl's doing a really good job with that. And then, speaking of Deep Life Records, I think the last time we were chatting about this, I was saying how that a lot of our releases are not actually available yet. Well, fortunately now they're starting to come out. They're starting to appear on iTunes and other stores. The first release to come out was For Aerial, which is by Charlie and Andy. Charlie is the singer, songwriter, and we've got some really cool remixes of her track. And then DJ Roo's Purity tracks come out again, because unfortunately that had got lost. And there's some really great tracks on there. The Pete LaFreak one we've obviously supported in the past, so check that out. And there'll be, over the next few weeks, there'll be more and more Deep Life tracks. So just keep an eye on deeplife.com and you'll see all the latest links and releases on there. So yeah, check out Deep Life. It's really sort of getting going now.
Yeah, I noticed when you go, because I had a look at the loftstudios.co.uk URL earlier, and when you go to that now, I noticed that you get a whole range of different options, all the different parts, including the radio station, the Deep Life Records, and now, of course, added on, as we just mentioned, the Electric Cafe as well that you guys...
That's right, yeah, it's just growing and growing all the time, so I divided the site down to make it a little easier to navigate,
It's looking good. So, yeah, give that a visit. There's lots to have a look on that site. Just to quickly mention, we're going to talk about Twitter later on in the show, but do follow the Master Mix podcast updates through Twitter, and the address for that is twitter.com/TheMasterMix. Let's get into the rest of the show.
This is Talk Tech, and this month we're going to be talking about some software that we mentioned in a previous show. We're going to be talking about the Korg DS10 software available on the DS Lite. I don't know if you remember, but me and Clank mentioned that we were going to actually be getting this software for Christmas, and we did get it for Christmas, and Clank has actually been having a good old play on that, and has been enjoying creating sounds, etc. So I'm going to be talking to Clank about that. So Clank, tell us a bit about what the software is, if you can, in a nutshell, and then obviously give us some demos.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is the Nintendo, or Korg DS10 for Nintendo DS. And for those who know, they know it's a great bit of software. And for those who don't, and if you've got a DS, you want to go and get this, basically. It's very, very cool. It's basically billed as a synthesizer, but really it's truer to say it's a whole sequencer and drum machine and synthesizer. And I've got it here in my hand. So that was me with the Nintendo Pen just running up and down the keyboard. It's got a full 8 octaves of sound, capable of some really great sounds in the style of analog synthesis. And I've already used this in the last 3 remixes I've done, so it's I'm loving this software. Plug it into the mixer, make beats, record them in, and mix them with the tracks I'm making. And so I suppose I could just demonstrate some synthesis. So this is just a basic sound when you open it up, which is just a sort of sawtooth. And then you can start synthesizing it. Yeah, so this is the basic sound that it starts off with, and you can start synthesizing sound from it. That's just me playing around with a patch. I was just going through all different sine waves, square waves, mixing them together. Then I was using the patch chords to really sort of twist the sound up. You can do an immense amount of controls. It's like having a whole like Korg MS-20 synth with the little patch cables. It's got like a graphic representation of those on the screen. You can do all kinds of weird and wonderful things. It's got two synthesizers, which you can have running at the same time, and then it's got four drum synthesizers, which in fact you can also use as melodic synthesizers, and then you can sequence the whole thing into patterns. So what I'll do now is play something I made earlier, and then actually do some live stuff with it. Okay, so here's a sort of pattern I made earlier, and as it plays, I'm gonna edit stuff as we go along. You'll hear it changing. You can mute and solo stuff. It's got built-in XY chaos style pads, so you can run the pen over and do all kinds of crazy effects. So here we go. There you go, that was me just kind of mucking around on a Nintendo DS10.
Thanks for that, Clank. So tell me, how would you use that in a track? Would you be able to would you just use that software by itself, or would you incorporate that into some other software?
Well, technically you could use this software to make entire tracks, and I'm sure there are people that do that. I've only had it since Christmas. Like I say, I've used it in three tracks already, three remixes. For me personally, and this is how I always make music, I tend to use many sources to make music. So what I would do personally is create some patterns on here, maybe drums, maybe bass lines, maybe a whole section of music like what you're just hearing. And then I would run it through the mixer, through the Mackie mixer, and record it, either as a whole loop, or I probably would just record the individual sections. So for example, I was working on a track for someone the other day. I had it in my mind, I needed a kind of funky hi-hat type of pattern, but with like little blippy noises in it. I knew that that this would be ideal for that. I set it up to the BPM I want, I set it up to the pitch I want, a little bit of swing on it, I created the pattern, a bit of pan here and there, then I just simply recorded it, cut it up in Wavelab, stuck it in the track, and looped it up in the track. Another time I used it just to create a single sound on its own, just a single bass sound. It's pretty much endless possibilities of what you could do with it. But yeah, you could make entire pieces of music on here and string patterns together. But for me personally, I just love the sound of it, especially when you run it through the Mackie mix. It's just got that little bit of analog grit there. And because some people's criticism of this is you can't save a lot on the card and you can't render the tracks in any form to get them on a computer. But for me, it's actually quite ideal, the fact that I can just record it straight out of the headphone socket, and there's just a tiny little bit of buzz there that just all adds to the sound of it from my point of view.
Yeah. And is it easy to use? Would anybody be able to just pick this up and use it, or do you need some prior knowledge of using software like this?
Oh, well, anyone could just press the buttons and twiddle around and come up with something. Obviously, I've been making music a long time, so I know how to put beats together, because it uses a kind of step sequencer for doing that, which is, I'm really into using step sequencers. From the synthesis point of view, I actually learned synthesis more from hardware than software. But although it's software, it's based on hardware. For me, it was quite a natural software I picked up very quickly. If anyone out there has used analog synthesizers, or indeed has used soft synths and knows the principle of subtractive synthesis, knows the principle of how you program step rhythms, pattern-based sequencing, if you've used that kind of stuff, you're going to love this software, and I would think you'd pick it up quite naturally.
Yeah. And finally, can I just ask you, what is your favorite feature of this software?
Well, I could just say all of it, but probably for me, the fact that you can pick it up, you switch it on, you can instantly come up with some really great results, and then just record it straight out. And the whole thing, the sound quality is excellent. Like I say, it's coming out of this little handheld device, and yeah, it's got quite a bit of grit there, quite a bit of beef. And again, recording it through an analog mixer helps that. I'll tell you a big thing, compared to a soft synth, there's no latency. The sounds are instantly there. Although the pen's a little bit fiddly, I actually find it pretty easy to control. So yeah, the whole thing basically.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for demonstrating that for us, Clank, and obviously explaining how the software works. So I think you agree, that sounds like a great bit of kit. And so it's available in lots of shops and online. So check it out.
Again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Mix.
This is the Master Mix with our guest, DJ Io.
can live my life without the worry. Don't wanna press my luck too far. Don't wanna climb too high to fall. Don't wanna find my joy to lose it all. I'm loving everything we do, and I don't mind giving it all to you. I'm loving everything we do, and I don't mind giving it all to you. I just can't get enough, I can't. Baby, I'm loving every touch. I just can't get enough, 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 enough. I just can't get enough, I can't. Baby, I'm loving every touch. I just can't get enough, enough, enough.
I feel the same as you, I feel the same as you.
Feel the same as you.
in the master mix with DJ Io.
Thank you.
This has been DJ Io's Master Mix, part of Aloft Studios Presents show number 14.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
The Deep Life Showcase. So this is Aloft Studios Presents, and welcome to the Deep Life Showcase. Track is For Ariel by Charlie and Andy, and this is Dima's Bright Remix. And that's out right now. Track coming in is the Psytrance remix by DJ Frank Knuckles of DJ Rue's Purity. And lastly for this showcase, we have track one by Triple D, and this is part of his release called The Universe. So this is track one by Triple D, and this and all the other releases are out on iTunes and all the other stores. To get the links, go to www.deepliferecords.com. Cheers.
Aloft Studios presents.
So that's just about it for another Aloft Studios Presents. Hope you've enjoyed this show. As always, do get in touch with us through the websites, through themastermix.co.uk and through the Aloft Studios website, which is
aloftstudios.co.uk.
Yeah, and just to mention quickly a couple of things, we always at this point of the show before we go just want to mention a couple of events. As always, we like to you've probably heard us talk about Revival. The new name for that has now changed just slightly, not a complete change. It's now called Reviving, and it's now meeting in the city centre of Birmingham. So if you're listening to this show and you're close by or not too far or want to travel or anything like that, then do get in touch through the myspace.com /stillrevive, but the name is Reviving, and we're meeting every second Friday of the month. For those who are DJs, Christians, want to explore the whole debt-led worship thing, then do get in touch. And guys, we were going to mention something about Twitter, weren't we? We've been talking about Twitter just as we were Twitter getting ready to do. It's the latest thing. Mr. Stephen Fry is number 2 in the Twitter chart.
Apparently so.
I read the other day. And Barack Obama's number 1.
Yeah.
And the Clankmeister's number 3. No, he's not.
You're right.
But yeah, we just saw. But if you're on Twitter, we just thought we'd give you out some addresses. We gave you out the Master Mix one, which was twitter.com/TheMasterMix. My own Twitter address is twitter.com/Leanth. And DJ Roo, how about your...
mine is twitter.com/DJRoo. And Clank?
Yeah, and mine is twitter.com/Clank_Brian. Somebody had already taken Clank, can you believe that? So it's Clank_Brian.
You'll have to take them to court.
There's only one Clank.
But that's just about it for another Loft Studios Presents. Or that is in fact it. See you next month. Bye.
You've been listening to a Loft Studios Presents. Remember to check out the following websites: aloftstudios.co.uk, deeplaferecords.com, themastermix.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next time.